Hello, this is Bernd Rupp speaking, coming on the Open Science Barcamp 2019. And I was in the session with Claudia Gebel. She organized a session in participatory research and the challenges of it. What was the your idea to keep the challenges of participatory research in this to pitch this session?
The idea was that I believe that there are many different types of how you can do participatory research. It can be more doing citizen science from an institutional point of view. It can be do-it-yourself science that comes out of civil society, out of grassroots communities, and there are many things or many approaches in between. And I believe that it is very important to come together across these approaches, and especially with people from the open science community and those who do foster participation, to come together and exchange how we do that work, how we make that happen. Because still, in the research system as it is today, it is not a very common practice to do participatory research. And where it is, I think we can still make it better.
And what do you think, what was the most important challenges we found now?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I'm still trying to look at how to maybe group them, because we had many different challenges coming up. For example, the question of what do people get out? Are they going to be exploited? So this is certainly something very important, but also about how we can access the results of such project if they are about data in some way. Also, what can be the goals, and if there are maybe some trade-offs between doing work with that is meaning, working on results that are meaningful for communities, and making an impact outside of science, so to say, and also doing something that in science will be credited and seen as valuable, which often is something that researchers need in order to do their work. So this was a very important conflict and challenge that needs to be addressed. Yes, but then there are also many others regarding the communication of projects, or also it seems that now the question comes up more and more of how can we do this at our institutions, at our organizations? If we want to do participatory research, what can we do? And we do not have easy answers yet to that. It's something still to be researched and experiences to be collected.
Communication, you mean the communication between the researchers and the citizens, participants, or the communication of the projects in the university or in the institutions?
Right now, I was referring to the point of a participant who was reporting on their experiences of getting people involved in their institutional project. And they said that they would have needed to communicate more, and then also at a certain point the funding ended, and then they could maintain the infrastructure, but then the community engagement part, so to say, it broke up. But I think what you are mentioning, the communication within the organization of what you are doing, is another important point. I also found an idea that was linked to that, that another participant brought up, very interesting, in saying that there is actually not much awareness from people, from researchers, on the kind of projects that are existing within civil society that would like to engage with researchers and do something together. For example, and this is also, you can say it's a question of awareness, or also of communication or findability of, if I'm a researcher and want to work with people outside academia, how do I actually find out what exists? Yes.
Okay, thank you for this short view into your nice session, and hopefully we can hear much more of participation challenges the next days. See you.
Thank you.
Bye.